For the past decade, drug prices have been among the fastest rising items in health care. A study released by the California Nurses Association finds that hospitals dramatically mark up the price of medication when they bill insurance companies for care. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Researchers from the nonprofit Institute for Health and Socioeconomic Policy conducted the study for the California Nurses Association. They analyzed documents from more than 5,000 hospitals over a six-year period. They calculated what hospitals paid for medication and then compared it to what hospitals charged for the same medication. Institute Director Don DeMauro.
Everybody knows that pharmaceutical prices are very, very high. There's no question about that. And the logical question is, if pharmaceutical prices are so high, how is it hospitals aren't dealing with this? Well, the answer is they're raising prices.
Nationwide, DeMauro says hospitals raised the price of medication to health plans an average of 340%.
The charges go up for all payers, Medicare included, workers' compensation, HMOs, private payers, all of them. It goes up. That pushes up the price of insurance. The large employers, then, if they have insurance, they'll increase co-pays and the kind of insurance plans they have their employees, or they'll cut back on benefits. Small employers will do the same thing or drop health insurance to their employees altogether because it's becoming prohibitively expensive.
For its part, the hospital industry says it has no choice. Carmilla Coyle is with the American Hospital Association. She says most hospitals charge more than the actual cost of providing care for very real reasons.
Because, of course, we have 40 million uninsured individuals, over $21 billion in care provided every year that isn't paid for. We have a Medicare program that pays less than the cost of caring for a senior citizen, and we have a Medicaid program that pays less than the cost of caring for low-income individuals. And all that has to be made up through higher charges to privately insured patients and others.
Essentially, what Coyle calls a hidden tax to help defer the cost of care that is not reimbursed. Medications aren't the only items marked up. Medical supplies are marked up, and so are other costs like the cost of a room. The Institute's DeMauro is skeptical. He points to the highest markup at one of the country's largest private for-profit hospital chains, Tenet Healthcare. That company marked up its medication prices by over 700%, double the national average.
This isn't really about healthcare at all. This is a business. They have investors. They have balance sheets. And they're working very, very hard to keep those up there.
Officials with Tenet Healthcare question the validity of DeMauro's study, and they argue their reimbursements are so far below their actual costs that they have to make up the difference. Even so, the company is in the process of reviewing what it admits are aggressive pricing practices, including recent allegations that it artificially inflated its bills to Medicare. Economists say hospitals historically subsidize high-cost items by marking up low-cost items like medication, but typically these economists say the markup is more like 1 or 200%. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.